Now and again, we like to present a festival of outtakes from our Blacklands Cafe conversations and let you hear them, things we wish we had the time for earlier. Alice Reese, the Herald Banner movie reviewer, reacts to an article that includes a documentary on Fred Rogers, better known as the children's TV host Mr. Rogers, as one of the most anticipated movies of the summer. And the, I think it was the number 9 movie on the list, is a documentary on Fred Rogers, of all things, called
yes.
Won't You Be
How
My
Won't
Neighbor?
Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. I think there may be a little wishful thinking on that. It's hard to sell a documentary, and they usually don't give them very wide release. But, of course, I love Mr. Rogers, and so I plan to see it.
Well, I guess it's the on the most anticipated list for the writer of the article. Yeah, I don't see that doing a tremendous amount of business, but I'm sure that will be a engrossing yeah. Documentary. It comes out June 8th. Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Yeah, you're the right age, but there's way too many people that don't know who Mr. Rogers is.
Yeah,
still.
Right. He's been off television, or at least new episodes of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood for quite some time. Michael Paris, the executive director of the Paris Economic Development Corporation, says work will begin soon on a widening of Highway 82 to go with the completion of the four-lane Highway 24 to Interstate 30.
You were telling me that Highway 82 going west toward Bonham is about to be expanded a bit, widened.
Yes, in fact, there was a recent approval by TxDOT for the funds to create four-lane access from Bonham to the Lamar County line. And so we're really picking up the work right now to make sure that from Lamar County to Paris, Texas, we get four-lane access to that. But we got some work to do on that. But they just got approval. Now, I understand it may take around 3 years for that project to be complete. So mm-hmm. as we're excited, yeah, we're going to have some slow traffic for a while. But can you imagine having that four-lane access? And I can guarantee you this. Texarkana ought to be excited because there's going to be some development towards New Boston and all that as well. But imagine four-lane access from Texarkana all the way to Wichita Falls going up through the upper Midwest. I mean, we're excited about that prospect.
Might make a big difference there along the Red River.
Absolutely.
Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss says the demolition of substandard houses in Commerce is leading to new homes being built.
Well, it's interesting, as you say, that maybe the demolition process that's been taking place for a while is starting to pay off somewhat.
I think it's what happens is when you tear down the house, the property still remains in those in the name of those people, and the title remains in those people's name, and they sometimes they have plans to do something with it and they don't, and it goes off the tax rolls. And so what happens is the city can sell it, and when you have a little money you want to spend on a home, it's a good thing. Or if you are a speculation builder that wants to come in and do that, it's also something that is really good for Commerce.
Our personal technology commentator Jeremy Gomez says even when you delete information, Facebook retains it.
Yes, they do retain that data. They retain your profile for a certain amount of time, and that way, if you do come back to it, they track some of that information.
Said he, the writer of this New York Times article, said he had deleted 100 people from his friends list over 14 years, including ex-girlfriends and what have you, mm-hmm. and they still had that information.
Yep, they track that information, that those friends that you haven't had. And again, if you go to that inn and you want to get all of that information from that privacy, what are they collecting on you? They're going to show that this is the information that they had collected on you in the past.
The executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail, Jack Neal, says many towns on the trail offer camping opportunities.
You might be camping, a city park or at the fire department or city hall, but essentially the mayors and the people who are really really taking care of things in these towns are associated with us, and they're more than happy to accommodate. And I have to tell you, if you really ever want to see Texas hospitality, these are the small towns to do it. They really will take care of you when you come to town. They're anxious to have hikers and bicyclists coming through town, and they really pull out the red carpet for you.
Around the time of the Mental Health Matters event at A&M Commerce, Counseling Center Director Dr. Nick Patras discussed a student group that's growing at the university. We're almost out of time, but you have now a student organization called Active Minds that's
that's growing and gaining strength?
Absolutely. It's an international organization started by a young lady whose brother committed suicide in college. And it's really students not doing peer counseling, but basically their tagline, join the conversation. Don't be afraid to talk about mental health issues. Don't be afraid to promote help seeking. And we're very proud that we now have a chapter of Active Minds on our campus.
And I'm sure people could get in contact with them through your website again. Absolutely. So we'll make that link. That's our Festival of Outtakes. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.